So a lot of listening is just being very present to what's happening, and not just what's happening in the words, but what's happening in the body language or the physiological responses, or even your own feelings when you're having that stuff pop up, recognizing that they may be having something similar go on, and just checking in with them. Are you okay? What do you need right now?
Oh, nice question. And what if they say, I don't know, I don't know?
You let them know that that's okay. We don't always know what we need. You can offer a few things. It depends on whether you're in the room or whether it's a Zoom or a virtual meeting like this. If you're in the room, you can offer something to drink or some tissues if needed. Oftentimes, when people are telling traumatic experiences, it's helpful for them to have a pillow or a blanket or something to hold on to. There's something soothing about that. That's often why we have therapy animals in counseling, is having that animal on your lap. The weight and the warmth of it can make a difference. But for somebody in a virtual setting like this, you might offer, do you need to go grab a glass of water or a pillow or a blanket, something to hold on to?